This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Coming up in just a couple of minutes here, about 10 minutes away, we have jury duty. I have a question about wedding etiquette. So if you're recently married, get ready to help us out. That's about 10 minutes away. Also, Mo Knows Country will get you a chance to play her for $100. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, let's say hi to Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You have a big trip this weekend, don't you, Eric?
Going to watch a football game with the boys because I'm so manly.
Is this the first time you've ever been to Oklahoma?
First time I've been to Oklahoma. First time I've seen a college football game.
Wow. That's like weekend. Yeah, your passport
I'm
ready?
I'm going to die.
I was
going to
say, not only passports, Mo, but have you had your shots? That's the question. Did you get those shots updated so you can travel across state lines, especially if you're going to Oklahoma? So we have a couple of things that we are doing. That this weekend is Matt's. Well, it's a wedding shower, but they're not calling it a wedding shower. I can't remember what it is.
What?
A celebration of Matt. I don't know.
I'm curious now. George.
Here's the thing. We're not doing this.
Who's paying for
this
it?
This is the party that's being thrown by Liza's parents' friends.
Oh, but not
we're
a shower?
We're just guests at the shower.
Okay.
I'm calling it a shower.
I think that's what we call it.
So that's my weekend plans is I get to go hang out at a wedding shower and go, wow. Oh, that's wow.
Wow, very nice.
You know what? That is really nice. You don't realize how much you're going to need that potato slicer.
Exactly. You know,
that kind of stuff. So, Mo, big plans for the weekend?
No.
Okay.
That sounds wonderful.
I have toddlers.
Yeah.
Stay alive.
All right. Let's talk about the top three things that are trending this morning here in Texas.
Number three,
the forgotten counties. The governor announced that the federal government approved hurricane barrel recovery for the 17 counties that were forgotten in the original group. So now those counties, like Fort Bend County, can apply for FEMA public assistance program that will reportedly cover fixing public things like roads and bridges. And I saw that and I was like, oh, come fix my fence.
Yep.
Still down.
I was going to say, how do they forget those counties?
They're forgotten.
Number two.
Funeral arrangements have been announced for the fallen Harris County Precinct 4 Corporal. The funeral is actually going to be held today. If you'd like details, we can get them for you. But the funeral is set to begin at 1:45, so just be aware of that police presence. And it's open to the public. So if you are interested in being involved and being aware, please let us know.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Weather alert day today. Heavy rain is expected, and I know that Galveston looked a little bit crazy on Monday with record-breaking flooding, but more rain today in Galveston.
Oof.
Today, it's going to affect all of us, though, the greater Houston area, 80% chance for showers. Once we get through these next couple days of rain, though, there are fall temperatures this weekend. 60
Whoa.
Degrees Sunday
what?
Morning. Six.
Shut up.
Geez.
Get those Ugg boots out, Mo.
They are out.
Get your pumpkin spice latte and your Ugg boots. Because this will be the one weekend that we'll actually have some fall weather here in Texas. Those are the top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today. It's called What's Trending in Texas, powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and celebrate a little good news that's going on right here in our neighborhood. And this morning, we have Catherine with us. And Catherine, I understand you're the auxiliary president, right?
That's correct.
Okay, and tell us the auxiliary you're with. Tell us all about that.
I'm with VFW Post 8790 in Spring Branch Auxiliary. We've been in existence since 1955.
Okay. Whoa. All right. Okay. And there is an event coming up on September 14th that we want to get the word out about and celebrate a little bit.
It
Tell us about
that. It is our 6th annual Boots and Heroes Gala. It is an event to honor veterans in our community as well as their people that sponsor them. We have probably about 22 sponsors at this time. We are honoring 5 individuals, all veterans, from different wars, 2 from World War II, 1 from the Korean War, 1 from the Afghanistan-Iraqi. He was in both. And then we have one that's a non, didn't serve overseas, but she's dedicated her lives to the VA hospital and the homeless veterans in Houston.
Oh my gosh.
I'm clapping. Yes. I'm clapping.
Love it. We will honor
and celebrate them. Tell us a little more about the event. Like, how can we get involved? We want to be there.
The event will be on the 14th of September. It starts at 6 p.m. It'll be over, hopefully not till midnight. We have a beautiful steak dinner that's being given to us by the HRLS Rodeo Committee Steering Committee. I think I got that right.
Okay.
They're providing the steaks. Other food is being given to us and donated by various merchants in the Spring Branch area and in the Heights. Camp Shield is one of our other partners in this event, and Camp Shield handles the PTSD and female veterans across.
Pam is also with us. And Pam, you've been a friend of the show for a while. We always get to see you at rodeo time and around 10,000 for the troops time. But this event is like a big one on the calendar for you all every year.
Absolutely. This is our 6th annual Boots and Heroes gala. We are so excited this year. We have more auction items, both silent and live auctions. We've got Houston Texans 4 on the field level that are 3 rows behind the players bench. Let's go. So we got a combination of veterans and Texans. Doesn't get any better than that. Come out. There's still tables. It's limited room right now. So we want you to come out on September 14th. Get your tickets. Bring your handbags. As Catherine said, all proceeds go directly to benefit veterans.
We'll have all the information and links if you need it. You can text us. We'll send it right out to you. And that way you can grab your tickets. Can I get an amen for the Boots and Heroes Gala this morning?
Amen.
That's the way we do it. We love celebrating good news because we feel like every time we celebrate good news, we get more good news to celebrate. You can tell us your story. Be our next amen here on 100.3 The Bull. And as you wake up this morning, let's get you caught up. Here are the top 3 things trending in Texas.
Number 3. The suspect in the killing of a Harris County Precinct 4 deputy constable has been moved from a Galveston hospital and booked to Galveston County Jail. In related news, the funeral for that constable is set to begin at 1:45 today and is open to the public.
Number 2.
Our friends at KHOU 11 have declared today a weather impact alert day. That's because heavy rain is expected area-wide that could lead to significant travel impacts and street flooding, especially for our coastal areas.
And the top story trending in Texas.
In Atlanta, Georgia suburb is grieving this morning after 2 students and 2 teachers were killed in a shooting at Appalachie High School on Wednesday. It's the deadliest of the 45 school shootings so far this year. The teen will be charged as an adult. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bullpen.
Man, the traffic seems heavier than usual for this early. Maybe because it's going to be a rainy, nasty day. KHOU 11 saying it's a weather alert day because we could see some street flooding. So be careful out there. I got more details on that coming up in just a few minutes here with George, Mo, and Eric on the Morning Bullpen.
Have we ever talked about like life-changing apps that you have on your phone? I don't think we've ever talked about it.
I don't think so. I don't usually want to know what's on your phone.
You really don't, George.
I was going to say.
But I found a new hobby. I'm able, because, you know, I do the 10-minute tune every day at 7:30.
Uh-huh.
But in my spare time, I work on my original music, you know, because I'm such a wonderful musician, very successful.
It's like your creative outlet, your stress reducer, right?
It is, actually.
Here's the thing. Eric's a really good songwriter. I mean, again, the 10-minute tune shows you what he can do in a short amount of time. But
songs never go anywhere. It's a hobby. Mm-hmm. It's a full hobby for me.
I get it.
Doing original music for me. And I found a life hack because every time I'm sitting in the car rider line waiting to pick up my kids, now I can get on my phone and I can mix my music on an app. I had no idea.
An app?
Yes, it's called Lander, and I use it now just sitting in the car, and I can hear it through my car speakers, and I can sit there and mix my music so I know exactly how it's going to sound in people's cars.
That's insanity.
It really is. Technology is blowing me away with this, and I'm obsessed. And I got to be honest, once in a while, I've done it while I was driving. Like, oh, let me turn the bass up a little bit. Isn't that crazy?
Well, first of all, don't do that. But that is, you know, I always say we live in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah,
if
right.
you think about it, we live in the future with all the stuff that we can do. Do you have like an, you don't mix music, Mo, but do you have an app mm-hmm. that you like, is like your like unusual app that you love? Let's like, call it that. 713-881-5500. Do you have an unusual app on your phone that you absolutely love?
I mean, I have no shame that I'm codependent on my Find My Friends app.
That's right. You do keep up with everybody, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. Before I go to bed at night, I check it to make sure everyone is home safely so that when I say my prayers for everyone, I know that they're good. Even just first thing this morning, George, you were like, hey, have you talked to Eric this morning? I was like, yeah, he's here. I looked at his app.
It shows he's here at the building. Who do you follow? I mean, like, you like, follow everybody you love, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the nanny, my siblings, my parents, all my friends, coworkers. Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. I follow his wife.
Okay.
Just a bunch of random people.
Do you follow me?
Is that your list? That yeah. is your list of people you follow?
Isn't it fun?
George, it goes on and on and on.
Am I? Do you follow me?
No, George, you don't even have Find My Friends.
Wait, you follow everybody, including former coworkers, yes. and you don't know where I am?
Erin Austin, shout out. She lives in Memphis now. Follow her.
Find My Friends doesn't work on a rotary phone, George.
Mo follows everybody but me. What's the unusual app that you have on your phone that you absolutely love? 713-881-5500 is the number. Folks want to tell us about their app. It's Allison in Baytown. Allison, what's the unusual app that's on your phone that you love and you want to tell us about?
I have an app called Make Nothing.
Make Nothing.
Yes. It is an app where you, like, do nothing. It's like, you know, tap to begin. You've been doing nothing for, you know, 3 minutes. Like, the timer starts.
What? You don't need an app to do nothing,
do you? I don't
know,
but it might be good to, like, chart your progress.
It's good to, like, just, you know, unplug, turn your brain off, just do nothing.
Okay, well, I can kind of see that,
Wait,
I guess.
What the app has to do something. What does the app do?
It's like just a timer. Like, tap here to begin.
And I love this for you. I'm actually kind of jealous.
What's it called again?
Make nothing.
Wow, I'm okay. looking at it on the App Store, and she's right. It just says, you've been doing nothing for, and then it just counts. Ugh, you just stare at a dream. Nothing screen.
Allison, please tell me this doesn't cost anything, though. Is it a free app?
Yes, it is a free app.
Wow.
Nice. Well, so you're saying it should be. You're doing nothing.
It costs nothing to do nothing.
All right. Awesome. We want to know, what's the most unusual app you have on your phone that you love? 713-881-5500. Now on the bowl. We're talking about apps that you absolutely love, like unusual apps that you have on your phone, but you love, and you're going to share them with us this morning.
Cameron's on the phone in Pearland. Cameron, what's yours?
My app is Flight Aware.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, tell people about that one.
You can track flights all over the world. You can track passenger flights, you can track cargo flights. One time I was waiting for a package, so I can even track it from China all the way to Alaska. Cool.
Okay. I was about to ask why, but yeah, that okay. If you're waiting on your Sheen to get
here. Coming in.
Yeah, I get that.
That'll
and
be
if
6 weeks.
I see a flight over when I'm driving, I'm like, oh, where's that flight coming from?
Oh,
so like
cute.
Right now, I just seen a flight, and it's going from, what is this, Hobby to Nashville.
Really?
Whoever found that Southwest flight.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know what,
shut
Cameron? We use it a little differently. Deanna uses it in the travel business to like track like flights that were taken or how long a flight takes or whatever. And when Matt and Liza went to Italy last year,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So she was able to keep up with their flights. So it's called Flight Aware. If you want to track your, what'd you call it, Sheen?
Mm-hmm.
The online shopping place. If you want to track your packages, you can do it with Flight Aware.
Okay, good to know.
My favorite app
Y'all didn't ask me earlier.
Mm-mm. What's yours, George?
It's called Splitwise.
This is why we didn't ask. George, what's your app do?
They're so mean to me. My app, I love it because if you're going, say you're going away for a weekend with your girls.
Okay.
Or Eric's getting ready to go away with the boys,
yeah, boys
for like
down.
A football weekend.
Boys
right?
down.
Get the app.
Splitwise allows you to enter in the stuff that you do. Like if you're like, okay, we're splitting everything this weekend. But Eric booked the hotel. The other guy got the rental car, whatever. You put it all in there and it will split it all up.
Oh, Eric still owes $50 to the pot. This guy owes nothing to the pot.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Clever.
Right?
Exactly. Wow. Right. That is pretty cool.
Like a actually, jacked up calculator.
It's very cool. It's better than a calculator. Okay. You hush.
It does sound like a calculator.
It's better than a calculator. It's called Splitwise.
You just divide by four.
No, but that's not right.
No, I get it. It's like a running total.
It doesn't come out right.
Got it. Okay.
And you wind up overpaying, Eric.
I mean, that's so interesting, George. Taylor, how about you in Galveston? Is yours better than a calculator?
Taylor, they're so mean to me.
Be nice to George.
What do you use?
I swear by this app. It's called Flip, F-L-I-P-P, and you put in your zip code, and it shows you all of the grocery store and store ads for the week around you. So you can cross-compare what groceries are more expensive, less expensive, all that stuff.
Oh, dang, girl.
Whoa. That's crazy.
That's pretty cool. There's a similar one with gas stations where you can look all around your area and find the cheapest gas within a certain radius.
Yeah. Wow.
But and it's not just grocery stores, but you can do, like, any kind of, like, Costco, Sam's, pet stores, everything.
Whoa.
So you don't have to get paper ads anymore.
That's
and then you can
cool.
set your wish list, and it tells you where your favorite products are the cheapest.
I do wonder that sometimes when I'm going to Costco, like, is it really worth it to get more? Like, that does it for me.
Yeah,
it'll tell
it.
Me.
Oh, Costco is life. Let me tell you,
I love Costco. I mean, not now, but yes.
No, but honestly, with the price of groceries and everything going to the store right now, this is great. It's called Flip, F-L-I-P-P, right?
Yes, it's a free app. It is fantastic.
Okay, free app. You can get it there. What's the app that you have on your phone? The unusual app that you absolutely love. You can let us know this morning. We always love your advice and when you join in on the show with George, Mo, and Eric. You're less than 30 minutes away from a brand new 10-minute tune. That's coming up on the Morning Bullpen at 7:30 this morning with George, Mo, and Eric. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. We're just out here solving the world's problems. And today, the question is this, Mo.
Is Eric a thief?
Nice.
Yes. All right, let's go to the phones right now.
No, no,
no. That's not the question. Okay, the question.
Don't sway the jurors right away.
Wait.
The question. Is it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them? Yes or no?
Ooh. Man, this is tough.
I know. Okay. I'm actually a little on the fence.
This is a tough one.
Let me just explain, though. Let me defend. Now it feels like I'm defending myself.
Defend myself? Yes. All right, Eric.
So we're at the grocery store. We are getting a couple of things for our Labor Day party over the weekend that we went to some friends' houses. And we brought grapes. And while we were shopping for the other things, I popped a few grapes in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few grapes. Before we paid for them, I was hungry. They looked good. I ate a couple of grapes.
And
they were already off the vine, by the way. I did not pick them off. Mm-hmm. They had already fallen off the vine. I popped them in my mouth, and my wife said that I was stealing from HEB.
How do you sleep at night?
Because what she's saying, technically, you weigh them before you pay for them. Is that right?
Right,
you pay by the pound on grapes. So
and
if he's eating a half a pound of the grapes.
No, I ate a few grapes.
The question today in jury duty, is it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them?
Is it stealing to eat just a couple of grapes that already fell off and you just popped them in your mouth?
You can't quantify. Is it stealing to eat grapes that you pay for by the pound before you actually pay for them?
Okay, Adrian's on the phone in Baytown. Hey, sister, you heard the question. Is it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them?
Definitely.
Definitely a couple of grapes, Adrian. Come on.
Yeah, for sure.
Logistically.
I'm just saying, if my kids did it, I'd be calling police on them.
You know what?
I love you.
police.
You know what, Adrian? You're welcome to call the police on Eric if you want.
In fact.
Fire up that phone and call the police. All right, juror number two.
All right, Robin in Missouri City, is it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them?
Yes, it is, especially if you're paying by the pound. I wouldn't even open a soda in the refrigerated section.
I agree with you, Robin.
I was hungry. Yeah. You don't ever get hungry in the grocery store, Robin?
I'm always hungry.
You're supposed to eat before you go grocery shopping so you don't buy things you don't need.
That's what my mom always said. Don't shop on an empty stomach.
Empty stomach, right? Yeah,
so
yeah.
Funny.
And, by the way, Robin, I mean, my favorite day, just wait for sample day.
Oh, at Costco.
By the way, it's usually Wednesday at Costco if you go to Costco.
Yep.
You can have lunch there if you want. All right, so juror number three this morning, is it thievery if Eric eats grapes before he pays for them? Lisa is in Cyprus. Lisa, you're juror number three. What do you think?
Definitely. If you're a kid, your parents would tell you the same thing. You have to wait. We pay for the grapes.
Mm-hmm. They fell off. It was easy. Mm-hmm. Just pop them in my mouth.
Thank you, Lisa.
No, stealing. Hey, I work for intake at TDJC. I'd be waiting for you at the prison doors. Come on down.
Next level.
I'll be waiting for you.
What are you in for? I ate four grapes that fell off the vine at HEB. Don't mess with me.
Lisa, I'll send you a picture so you can identify him as he walks up and goes to prison there. All right, question this morning is...
Is it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them? Jenna's on the phone in Baytown. Jenna, yes or no?
Yes, definitely. And do you not wash your grapes?
Oh, that's a whole different level to it. Yeah, that is a whole different level.
My immune system is the way it is because I eat grapes that I don't wash.
Fair.
I lick doorknobs. I don't care.
Jenna, thank you so much. All right, Mo, final juror this morning.
Brittany's on the phone in Fulshear. Hey, Brittany, is it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them?
It definitely is. Even if it's just a few, you're setting the precedent that you can eat as many as you want before you pay for them. Yeah, so it's definitely stealing.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Where do you cut it off, Eric? I mean, what if you're really hungry?
Where does it end?
Where does it end?
It's a gateway fruit.
It's a gateway. Oh, my gosh. Everyone just made my day today.
It was unanimous. It's freaking unanimous. Now what do I do?
All right, hang on. We got to get the official
you go pay
money.
For the grapes.
You really, hey Brittany, do you really think I should go back and pay for the grapes?
I think you would feel much better and your conscience would be cleared. Yes, you should go back and definitely pay
you
for
know
those
what, Brittany?
Two or three grapes.
Follow the Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook. I promise you today, I'm going to walk back into the grocery store and I'm going to hand them $1 for the grapes, okay? You can follow that dream. The Bull Houston. I feel bad. It was unanimous that I'm a thief.
You're doing God's work out there, Brittany. Thank you so much for changing the world. All right, final verdict this morning is
it stealing to eat grapes before you pay for them? Unanimous yes.
It is. Absolutely yes.
Redeem yourself.
All right, I'm going to go in. I really am. Okay. The Bull Houston. I'm going to walk into the grocery store. I'm going to hand them $1 for the grapes that I stole. I evidently thieved them.
You're a thief, you are. That's jury duty. We do it every morning right here with George, Mo, and Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Waking up to a little bit of fun this morning. How about if we do a 10-minute tune? Do you mind? We do that every morning at this time. It's 10-minute tune time. Eric takes a phone call from you. Actually, we take a lot of calls, and then he picks one that inspires him. I don't know how else to say it. And he writes a song about it, comes back and performs it all in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show.
Caitlin's on the phone in Fulshear. Hey, Caitlin, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, so I know you said the weirder the better, but my sinus just had an appendectomy for appendicitis. And so I thought it'd be funny to, he's okay, but it might be just something silly to talk about, you know, a surgery where get rid of something that you don't even really need.
That is, now that he's fine, we can laugh about it.
Yeah. Do you honestly know what the appendix does? Because I really legitimately don't have any clue.
We don't even need it.
Why do we have it?
I loved it,
right?
we were all tense when you started. It's like, my son's in Texas Children's Hospital, but then you're like, let's do something silly.
I love it.
I love this.
Through it.
Thank you. And what's his name, by the way, Caitlin?
His name's Ethan.
Ethan. All right. Heal fast, baby. Ethan. We love you. Thank you for the suggestion.
I wrote the suggestion down, but I don't know how to spell appendix. Or appendicitis.
Fair.
Okay, just checking.
All right, let's get some suggestions this morning here.
How about Audrey and Laverne? Hey, what should I sing about today?
You should sing about how everyone in the family has different music tastes and they're fighting over the radio.
Oh.
Glad you won.
Tell us about your family.
My stepmom exclusively listens to Taylor Swift and podcasts.
Okay.
My dad listens to a lot of rock and country. And me being the child, I have no say.
You have no say?
No say.
But here's the thing. You got in today on this, so that's at least you have a little bit of control, right? You're on the radio.
Yep.
Okay. Audrey, where do you go to school?
For Saudi. It's this wonderful Catholic school down in Spring. Shout out to them.
Shout out.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening on the drive into school this morning. Let's go to Meredith. Meredith, good morning. We need some suggestions on what Eric should sing about. What do you think he should sing about today?
I think Eric needs to sing about all those men out there that can't walk by their significant other, their wives, without slapping the rear, grabbing something.
Yep.
You know, doing a little gesture if you're at the sink, coming up from behind, those kinds of things.
Don't you like that, huh?
What does your husband call it, Meredith?
Well, he says they're involuntary movements. He just can't help himself.
They are. It's like something born in us. My wife is like, I have my hands full of laundry right now. What are you doing?
Exactly.
And between him, the toddlers, and the dog, no one is ever not touching me. So leave me the heck alone.
Exactly.
I love this.
I tell her all the time she's going to miss it when I stop doing it.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Involuntary movements. Meredith, great suggestion today. Thank you.
You bet. Y'all have a great day.
All right, Eric, I think you got a variety here. You can do Ethan and his appendix. By the way, heal quickly. We can do the no control over the different music tastes in the family.
Yeah.
Or we can do the involuntary movements.
I feel like
I know what you feel.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's right.
You know what? I am challenged by all of them, but I am most challenged by talking about grabby husbands, doing it in a family-friendly way.
Okay.
So that everybody can still enjoy it and understand that it's about love. We love you, ladies.
Okay.
That's why we do it.
That's the suggestion we've settled on. Let's find out what Eric creates in a family-friendly way. Coming up in 10 minutes, it's the 10-Minute Tune on the Bull. Man, traffic seems worse today than usual. It is not your imagination. I got some Houston traffic news that you have to hear. That's coming up in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for our 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has created. And it was Miss Meredith, right?
Meredith was in West Columbia and suggested this.
I think Eric needs to sing about all those men out there that can't walk by their significant other, their wives, without slapping the rear.
Yes.
Well, he says they're involuntary movements.
Involuntary. That's exactly what they are. And we have no responsibility in this at all. So Eric chose that one, and he's been out writing the song this morning. So we're going to find out what he's come up with in a family-friendly manner.
Yes, exactly.
How are you going to pull that off?
So in my house, this happens all the time.
Yes.
And if she's doing the dishes, if she's doing the laundry, if she's just walking by, I just grab her, I give her a kiss, I give her a hug, and it drives her absolutely bananas. Oh, so she is going to be so happy I'm doing this.
Okay, all right. In the style of?
I Had Some Help.
Oh.
Song of the Summer.
Don't ruin this song.
The Song of the Summer. Yeah, all right. It's today's 10-minute tune. See what you think on the poll.
You married me for some stupid reason. You knew that I enjoyed me some squeezing and hugging, pinching, tickling, and teasing. Hey, I ain't the only man who gets all excited around his lady. Come on, fight it now. So squishy, I'm reaching out, and she says, ow, can't help myself. What my hands do around you because I'm just a male. I lose all my self-control in class, I can't be helped. Involuntary movements make my baby yell. As long as you keep smiling, I can't help myself.
Excellent. I think that's the new anthem for every man everywhere.
I'm not smiling.
She's not smiling at all.
You didn't laugh at all. I thought it was very hilarious. Absolutely no control, Mo. It is not our fault.
I don't know if I like it better when Mo finds them hilarious or when she finds them absolutely disgusting. Both make me genuinely happy.
Isn't that the truth?
All right. You can get that one, by the way, if you have a guy in your life that you want to send that to, or guys, if you want to send that to your wives, all you have to do is download it. You can get it off our podcast. Download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search for the Morning Bullpen Podcast, and when you find it, just favorite it, and that way you'll get an alert every day when we post the 10-minute tune here on the Bull. Coming up in about 15 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, it's time for some good news. Out of all the crazy stuff that goes on during the day, you need a little positivity. And we have it with the 810 Amen. And that's coming up here on 100.3 The Bull. Do you notice traffic seems heavier today than normal?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, it's not just today. And it's not just right now. New study out about traffic in Houston. Mm-hmm. Says that rush hour has basically become all day long.
I think if you've been on the highways, that's not really
news. That's not news, right?
Yeah,
I mean, have you noticed, though? It's like used to, you would have like the 7, the 8 o'clock hour would be crazy, but then it would be okay in like 10 or 11 o'clock. Or lunchtime might be a little heavy, but they say now with all the car rider lines and with all of the people that are working like split shifts.
Hybrid
yes, work.
Yes.
A lot of people now go in at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. or you don't start until after lunch.
Or only on Tuesdays, only like that kind Tuesday. Of stuff. Yes.
Dream so they're saying dreams. Now that no longer is Houston a place where you have just the rush hour in the morning and the rush hour with Nick Russo in the afternoon, but it's all day long. And I kind of agree.
Well, you have a super dumb theory about why it happens, George.
Well, because if you notice, this is not super dumb. Thank you for qualifying. Every time there is a hill, there is a traffic jam.
He's talked about this before.
Yes. That's why I knew it was super dumb before it came out of his mouth.
When people encounter a hill, and here's the thing. It can just be like on the freeway. It just goes up and over a little hump.
You know where we live, George, right?
I know, right? And you see it. Mo, tell me. I have people call me all the time and say, your theory is proving right, George.
We don't have hills where we live, George.
Yeah, I know you don't have hills, but you're on the freeway, you do.
It's completely
and
flat.
And overpasses you do, and it is not. I'm telling you, next time you're out there, if a hill comes up, you'll see brake lights come on. People get scared. Like, oh my God, it's a hill.
Hills?
I gotta
the
slow down.
Horrifying hills of Houston.
I don't think George knows what he's talking about.
Mo.
I'm sorry.
I have 10 years of research into this, and I firmly believe it.
Okay, you know what I did? I've put some research into something else. You want to play a game? A little highway game?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
It's called Fake or the Freeway.
What?
I'm going to give you a headline. You can ask questions if you want details about the story. I'll give you a headline, and you just tell me if it happened on a Houston freeway. These are all real, or if I made it up.
Oh, okay. So if it's real or fake.
Freeway.
Fake or
freeway.
Oh, I get it.
Fake or the freeway. Okay, so the first one.
Okay.
And I'll keep score for you.
Okay.
George. Mm-hmm. Chicken feather frenzy.
Fake or the freeway.
That was the real actual headline.
Okay, or it could be a fake headline. Can you give me more details? Can I ask for more details?
Sure. A truck carrying chicken feathers lost its load on 290, creating a fluffy mess that looked like snow.
No, that's fake. That's totally fake.
That's absolutely true, George.
Feathers on the freeway?
That happened right here in Houston.
How did I miss that story?
Why did they stop driving? Just as a feather.
It's just feather. Because you know what? I bet it happened on a hill.
On a hill.
I bet it happened on a hill.
Eric, you're not
helping. Here you go.
Okay, my turn.
Naked air balloon.
Fake or freeway?
Read the rest of the headline.
Okay. In 2016, a naked couple enjoying a hot air balloon ride was forced to make an emergency landing on 610.
Please be real. Yes, real.
I made that one up.
That's... Oh, it's a fake one. That was... Give me another one.
Why were the details so good in that, you weirdo?
All right. This one just said, balls, balls, balls. George.
See, if you'd said spools, 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 I would have said
lots
yes.
Of spools.
Yeah, yeah, we remember
balls,
that
balls, balls, balls. Give me more details.
I was going to say, he didn't even ask for more details. Yeah. He's like, balls,
I'm afraid of more details from Aaron after the last one. Yeah.
In 2017, a truck carrying hundreds of basketballs accidentally released its load, causing drivers' cars to be pelted with balls, balls, balls.
No, I think that's fake.
That's absolutely real.
Is it real?
It happened here in Houston.
I really thought I would have picked up on the basketball part of it, because I love basketball. So.
Here you go, Mo.
Okay.
Ready.
Let's do spicy spill.
Okay. Read the rest of the details for
me. In 2019, a truck overturned, spilling spicy hot sauce all over I-10, requiring hours of cleanup.
No, that's fake.
That's true!
Is it really?
You're terrible at this game.
Both of us are. Neither one of us have gotten one right.
That is absolutely true. All right, how about the traffic jam wedding, George?
Traffic jam
wedding?
All right, give me some details.
In 2020, a couple stuck in traffic on I-10 held their ceremony right there in the middle of traffic with help of stranded drivers.
After the guy who took the pictures on the hood of his car in downtown Houston once before, I'm going to say this one's real. Yeah, this sounds like this happened.
That did happen. Okay. George wins.
I finally got one.
That's hardly winning, George.
Fake or freeway?
Wow, we got some messed up stuff going on.
The stuff that happens on the Houston roads, you just never know. Here on the Morning Bullpen, we are coming up in just about, let's call it 10 minutes. You'll get a chance to play Mo in Mo Knows Country.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Hey, let's go to Huntsville. Lane is in Huntsville. Morning, Lane.
Good morning. How are y'all?
I know you want to get $100 from Mo, so here's how you win, Lane.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Lane?
Because that's Mo's money.
It is. Tell her to get out of here, Lane. Let's get this game started, okay?
Let's make it happen.
All right. Let's do it. Here we go. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Oklahoma University announced that as football season is rolling on, heading into every fourth quarter, they're going to be singing a song by this late artist. Who loved OU?
Oh, no. Holy crap. I don't know.
All right. Question number two. This limestone kid fell and busted his butt on stage while performing. And for the first time, he fell and busted his butt while performing live for the first time since he'd become a dad. Can you name the limestone kid?
The limestone kid. Holy crap, I'm 2 for 2. I don't know that either.
All right, I tell you what, Lane, just catch your breath here. You still got three more questions. You can do this, all right? Let's do this one. Question number three. In 2013, this artist found himself at the bottoms up of a good time. Was it A, Brantley Gilbert, B, Blake Shelton, or C, Jason Aldean?
No, it was Blake Shelton.
Question number four. A new list of the best country songs about football is out. And number two on the list was a song called Tennessee Fan by this multiple platinum chair-throwing country music star. Name him.
Morgan Wallen's crazy self.
And question number five. The Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. This artist gave us that new dance in 2005. Who was the party starter?
The man, Trace Atkins.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against today with Lane up in Huntsville.
All right, Lane.
And Lane.
You did all right. You got two out of the five.
I did absolutely terrible. I did absolutely terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Nothing makes me happier, actually, but I like you. Let's try this.
Let's see what you do, Mo. Okay. Question number one. Oklahoma University announced that all football season, heading into the fourth quarter, they will be singing a song by this late artist. Name the artist that loved OU.
Oh, they're doing Toby Keith's song.
It is Toby Keith. Yeah.
It's really cute.
Lane didn't take a guess, and most winning one did nothing.
Question number two. This limestone kid fell and busted his butt while performing live for the very first time since he'd become a dad. Can you name him?
Parker McCollum.
It is Parker McCollum, the limestone kid.
Lane, you passed on that one too, so Mo's winning two to nothing.
You got it.
Question number three. In 2013, this artist found himself at the bottoms up of a good time. Was it A, Brantley Gilbert, B, Blake Shelton, or C, Jason Aldean?
Bottoms up is Brantley Gilbert.
That is correct, Mo.
Tonight it's bottoms up.
Yeah.
Kick it on back. I miss Brantley Gilbert. Right.
Yeah, that's Lane said Blake Shelton, Samo's winning three to nothing now.
Dang it. Sorry.
All right, question number four.
Let's go.
A new list of the best country songs about football is out, and number two on the list is Tennessee Fan by this multiple platinum chair-throwing country superstar. Name him.
Chair-throwing, I believe you're referring to Morgan Wallen.
That's correct. It is Morgan Wallen, and he is a huge Tennessee fan. We know that. So
you got that one right, so it's 4-1.
And final question. This honky-tonk badonkadonk artist gave us this new dance in 2005. Who was it that got the party started?
I know it's not Toby Keith, but that's the first thing that came to mind. Who sings?
You know what? I think of them together too.
Is I might mess this up. Is it Trace Adkins?
That is correct.
Okay. Woo, that one.
Wow. It's so funny because I get those two. It's like I think of them as the same. Kind of this,
especially when they sing like the song, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Lane, you got that one right, but it didn't matter. Mo got all five and kept her money.
Gosh, I'm the worst.
Oh, Mo, good job. I knew it was coming. I had a lot of confidence going in, but I knew better.
You're so sweet.
All right, Lane, what are you going to say to get out of here, brother?
This is Lane from Huntsville, Texas. And Mo won her money.
Yeah, she did. She absolutely did. She kept it, and we'll give you a chance to take it from her tomorrow morning, 8:20. It's the next Mo Knows Country, and that only happens here on 100.3 The Bull.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.